start again from Yud Aleph. I'm at Aleph at the bottom. No, one second. Yud on the base. Mara wanted to know the difference between birds and purses. We're talking that it was all in one purse. Then there's no shaykhis to the case of the birds, which is two separate things. So Mara says, talking with the purses are tied together and the birds are tied together. And Gozlos Menachi Hadodi, last line. Kisim lo Menachi Hadodi. But birds, since they move, so they come separated. So therefore it's possible to say that that the one remained and the other one went away. But Rebbe Omer Lecha, but Kisim lo Menachi Hadodi. Kisim don't move on their own, and therefore they stay connected. So it's more mistaber that somebody took both away and put something new there. Rebbe Omer Lecha, Kisim no mizim in the Misachel Kikrayu. Now sometimes, even by the purses, when they're tied together, the knot rots, and they get separated. So it's possible that the original one is still there, and another one was added. Okay. B'socha kein, u'motzu lefnei ha'kein asurim. If you left the birds inside the nest, and you found them outside, then it's asur, because you assume that they're different birds. This is another proof to Rabbi Chanina. Here you have rove birds from the world, right, where it could have come from. And Karov, they probably came from the nearby pigeon coop where they were in to begin with. Shaila, are these the birds that you left in the pigeon coop, or are these birds that came from the outside? The pigeon coop is Karov. The world is rove. So you see, you go after the rove. Rabbi, here's what Rabbi said, what we brought down before, Bedath. It's talking where there's a board that's on the edge of the chicken coops, and birds come from all over and sit on that board. So these birds are both rove and karov. They're not just rove. Rava Amar, Bishnei Kinim Zula Malam Izuaskinim. So about a special case, where there were no other birds around, there's no access to birds from the world. And these, we're talking about two a nest, one above the other. V'lomi boy is zimin betachtona, v'lo zimin be'elyona. U'motza betachtona, v'lo motza be'elyona. Right? And it's surely the case where you designated birds in the bottom nest. And you didn't designate anything in the top nest. There was nothing in the top nest. They were in the nest, erev yontif. And then when you came on Yontif, you found them outside the nest. Right? The low matzah ben. You didn't find anything in the top one, but you found the birds now, instead of in the nest, outside the nest. That's Osir. Why? Damrin Hanech Osir, the Alma. The original ones went away. The Hanech Ishtaravu Veishtaravu Benochus. And these fell down, right, into the, what's it called, into the bottom nest. Outside the bottom nest. El Afilu Zimin Be'elyona. The low Zimin Be'tachtona. Even in a case where you designated the birds in the upper nest, inside, and you didn't designate the ones underneath. Ubo matzah be'elyona, and you find them now in the top one outside. Below matzah be'tachtona, and you find nothing in the bottom one. Hanech nomi asir, they're also asir. Damrin and hanech az, li'alma v'hanech sruch esorech usliku. These, what are called, when the original ones went away, and the other ones, even though normally the birds go down, not up, these went up. Okay. Rashi. The Misachel Kitrayu, Niter HaKesher Shavahem, Umisparek Me'elav. Sometimes the knot gets unraveled by itself. It rots or whatever. The Habov and Notl Shemalo Mikushari Mitzoyim. And therefore the person came and took them, the two Kisim, maybe he didn't find them tied together. He took one and left one. V'chotef O'echot V'holachlo. Lifnei Akein, Derech Kol Shovchim Lios Ma'at Min Daf Ho'Aliyah Bolet Chutz L'Mechitza Shol Kol Kein V'Kein. This little board that sticks out in front of each of the nests in these cubby holes. V'Shom Hayonim Yotzim La'Avir, and the birds go out of the nest or out of the cubby holes onto this board for a little air. V'Nochim Shom, they rest there, Kitzonim V'Chosim L'Kein, and they go back into the cubby hole. Holach Achar Arov Ki Hocha. So here it's another raya that when there's rove and karov, you go after the rove. Ki hachad lo amrinan elu osan shazim and besocha kan shu karov. We don't say that these are the same birds that he designated inside the kan, and they came from the kan to the outside, right? Lifnei hakein el amrinan me'al ma'asu. Better we say that they came from most of the birds which are flying around the world. So you see that when you could go after the karov or after the rove, you get after the rove. Shmuel says no. It's talking over here where the birds on the outside are both rove and karov. Why bedaf the kulu karov nidu? All the birds are karov, right? If they came from the world, they first stop on this board. So they're just as close as having come from the cubbyhole itself. Hilke chachlach harov diikatarti. It was both rove and karov. Rava Omar, holo itzrich lashmi inen lebishnei kinim zula malam yizu. Ubishneim gozlos. It's talking in a case where there are two cubby holes, one on top of the other. And in both of them, they're pigeons. But you only designate the pigeons in one of them. You didn't designate all of them. Vizimina shibazu, velo zimina shibazu. You only designated Erev Yontif, one of the cubby holes of pigeons, not the other one. Ulamachar ba, velo matzu besocha kein, shizimina lefanav. The next day you come on Sha'an Yontif, and you don't find the birds inside the cubbyhole. You find them on the same floor outside. And in the one that you didn't designate, you find nothing. So now it would be mistaber that what's it called, that the ones that you didn't designate fell down onto the, what's it called, onto the outside of the cubbyhole that you did designate, and the birds that you did designate in the original cubbyhole are gone. They flew away. Hilka chasir, that's why they're asur. The lo mishum chasha the yoni da'alma. Has nothing to do with the fact that we're afraid that birds came from outside the cane. That would prove that you go after the rove. No, we're not afraid at all about birds from the outside. Ela me'achra shalom matzon bim koman, we're talking about, are these birds the ones that are originally there, or are they the birds from the other cubbyhole? That's the shayla. Right. Since there are no more birds in the cubbyhole that you didn't designate, and the birds are not in the place where you left them, they're outside the cane. So, Mistama, what happened was the original ones flew away, and the ones from above or below fell in front of the nest that originally you had designated. Yishlachu shema elu shematzu lefnei hakein hamuchan lo mitocho yatzu ela mitocha mukta. The ones you find now in front of the nest that you designated are not the ones you designated, but they fell from the other nest. Lo mi boya kamer, lo mi boya zman zimein betachton the velo zim belyona. Surely in the case where the upper birds were the ones that were not designated, and the lower birds were the ones that were. Kolomer v'tanet de'itzrich lashmin and asurim lav kishazimin ashal tachtona ulamachar notzah b'tachtona lefaneha v'lo v'socha v'lo motzah b'elyona klum itzrich l'meimer asire. Surely in the case where the upper birds were not designated, the bottom birds were, and they both were in their nests when Yontif came in, and now on Yontif you find no birds in the top, the undesignated ones are gone, and the designated ones are lechora not in their nest, but there are two birds in front of the nest. So there, surely, it makes sense to say that the upper birds fell down to the bottom, and the original ones who were in the nest went away. And since the suffix, and zedover sheishlo matirim, where we ask them. The chashina dilmahani da'az min azulahu, the ones that you designated flew away, v'hanach shemotza lifaneha mishel elyona bo, and the ones that you found in front of the nest didn't come from the designated ones that were originally in the nest. They flew away. They fell from the upper nest, which weren't designated. That case is surely a decent suffix that maybe it's the upper birds. Even the other case, when you mezamein in the bottom one, in the top one, right, and the top one only, That's where you left the birds that you designated, inside the nest of the top one. And you didn't designate anything in the bottom one, but there were birds in the bottom one. And the next day you don't find anything in the bottom one, and the birds on the top one are not in the nest, but in front of the nest. Here also, we're afraid that maybe the bottom birds flew up to the top. Okay, even though that's not usual, that they go up, usually they go down. Still, we're afraid that may have happened. It's not normal for a young pigeon that can't fly to crawl up, what's it called, to another nest. We do say that it's mistaver that the bottom ones crawled up to the top, and that's why they're now outside the nest, and the original ones that were inside the nest on the top, which you designated, flew away. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, in Ein Shom Elohein, Harei L'Mutarim, if there are no other birds except for these, even though you don't recognize them, you don't have to assume that anything happened. Right? In other words, only where something happened, you didn't find the birds exactly where you left them. Then we're choshish that maybe the original ones are gone and these came, like we said. But if you, what's it called, there's no other birds except these. Even though you don't recognize them, we don't assume that something happened, we assume they're the same ones. Hechidami, right? Ilema b'mefurachim, birds that can fly, ikalameimer hanachazli alma v'haniachrininu. Right? You can't assume that, you don't recognize the birds, maybe these are new birds that flew in from somewhere else. It's talking about birds that can't fly. So if there's no other birds besides these, they didn't come from anywhere else. So Marcia says, no. If there's another pigeon coop within 50 amas, then maybe they crawled from there, because a pigeon can crawl 50 amas. There's no other possibility for any other birds to come here. Birds that fly, we're not talking about. They're talking about pigeons that can't fly. And ones that can't fly, there were no other pigeons in the chicken coop except the ones that you designated. So where did they come from? There's no other chicken coop within 50 amas. Pshita the mutarim. Domer marukva barchama. Kol ha-medave eino medave yos mechamishim ama. A pigeon that can only crawl doesn't crawl more than 50 amas. So if there's no pigeon coop within 50 amas, and you designated all the birds that were in this pigeon coop, then what could be wrong? Where they couldn't have come from the world, because we're talking about pigeons that can't fly. They couldn't have come from another pigeon coop because there's no pigeon coop closer. So vary the mutter. So what's the chiddush? Where it says lo olam diika kain b'soch hamishim amas. There is a cane within 50 amas who could go into the kaima b'keren zavis, but it's in a corner where if the pigeon crawls away, he won't be able to see his original nest. He has to go around the corner and he loses sight of his original pigeon coop. Mao de se maduya dode. Then maybe he'll crawl, since it's within 50 amas. Kamash b'lon, kol hecha de medoda v'hadr chazi l'kinei medoda, v'ilo lo medoda. It's insecure. If it doesn't see its original nest, it doesn't crawl even 50 amas. So therefore, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that there is another nest, but it's not mistaber that the bird came from there, since it's going to lose sight of its nest before it gets to the second chicken coop. Rashi. If the day before, when you designated the birds, you designated all the birds that were in that chicken coop, and there were no others, then nothing could have happened. Someone says, why not? Maybe they flew in from outside the chicken coop. Someone says, no, we're talking about birds that don't fly. These are surely the birds that you designated, because there's another possibility. And even if you don't recognize them, it doesn't make a difference. Tamar says, well, if they're talking about birds that can fly, pigeons that can fly, mefurachim, gedolim, uparchim, lemirachok, then maybe they flew in from somewhere else, and these are other pigeons. Tamar says, no, it's talking about pigeons that don't fly. Aduya adadu, so maybe they crawled from another chicken coop. They also came, vasulahacha, they came from another chicken pigeon coop to here. Kin mefarish vasul, dat chamishiman medoda. So if Tamar says, it depends. If there's another pigeon coop within 50 amas, then that's possible. If there's none within 50 amas, not possible. So manavshach, if there is, then it should be awesome. If there isn't, then it's pasha. So what's the chiddush here? So when it says the chiddush is bekeren zavis. It's talking, shezavis habay is boleit lahala min ashovach. It's around the corner of the house. The other pigeon coop is within 50 amas, like the picture over here, but it's around the corner. So even though it's going to crawl less than 50 amas, it's going to lose sight of its original nest, not going to crawl. The cane zesh is zimen bo omid l'tzdodim. It's on the side of the house. If it came from the other pigeon coop, it would have lost sight of its original pigeon coop and not continued crawling. Okay. Mishnah. B'shame omrim ein lotlun esha'eli l'katzu l'basar. And Eli is a kli shemalachto l'isra, according to Rashi. And it's used for grinding wheat. And that's asra on yantiv. You can't even use it, Beishamai says, to cut meat. Because it's, according to Rashi, it's asr to use a kli shemalachto l'isra, according to Beishamai, afilo l'tzorech gufo. Tosus learns that it's talking about a kli shemuktsamik chisorin kis. And normally, chisorin kis is asr afilo l'tzorech gufo makoma. That Beishil, and that's why Beishamai says it's asr. But Beishil holds, mishum simchas yantiv, they were matter a kli that's mukta mishum chisaron kis as long as there's a Torah's kli on it. Rishum simchas yantiv. And since halacha-wise, basically we pass like Rashi, that it's talking about a kli shemalachto l'isur, there's no makor to be matter a kli mukta machmas chisaron kis even because of simchas yantiv. It only works according to Tosfos, who learns the machlokis is there. According to Rashi, the machlokis by kli shemalachto l'isur. And what's this reasoning of Beishamai? Beishamai doesn't hold the klisha malachto le'isur. You're allowed to use the tzorech gufo makoma. So over here, the cutting meat is so similar to grinding wheat that we're afraid that people will think that you're using it for the thing that's awesome. Beishol matir. Beishol says you're allowed to move this board to cut meat since it, even though it's klisha malachto le'isur. But it's the tzorech gufo makomo is okay. It's a Rashi one. B'shamei omrim einosnis ha'or lefnei adorson. When you sheft an animal on yontif, and you have the hide now, and if you just leave it, it's going to get ruined. So B'shamei says, still, you can't put it down for people to walk over it to make sure that it's preserved. V'lo yag bi'enu, and you can't even move it. It's mukta. Elim kein yesh imo kezayis basar. Unless there's a kezayis basar on it, then it's not mukta agav. The kezayis basa, because you can move it because of the meat. Ubeisil matir. Ubeisil says you're allowed to put it down. You're allowed to move it. And mishum simchas yontif, they permitted you to put it down because if you didn't put it down, you wouldn't shecht to begin with because you'll lose the hide. And we want you to shecht, so there'll be simchas yontif. Rashi, Eli, malachto l'isr lichtosh machteshes. It's malacha. It's normal malacha is something that's asr on yontif. To grind wheat. That's why Beishamai said it's asr, because they hold in this case it's something that's malachto l'isur, is asr even the tzorech gufo. Tana, v'shavin shim katzav l'basar, shas l'taltlo. It's only mutter, learn the way Rashi learns, it's only mutter if you need to cut meat, but if you already cut the meat on it, and you don't need it anymore, then it's klisha malachto l'isur, you can't move it for its own sake. You can only move it the tzorech gufo, and if there's no more tzorech gufo, then it's mukta. Omar Abaye, machlokis be'eli. The machlokis is only by an eli that is kli shemalachto le'isur. Avo betavra garme divrei hakol mutter. Right? The tavra garme is a board which they use for cutting bones. So that's a kli shemalachto le'heter. There everybody holds its mutter. Pshita, eli tanat. Says in the Mishnah Eli, so obviously only something that's a klisha malachto l'isur. Mal de seima hu adin afilu tavra garmi. Really, it applies even to this board that you normally cut bones on, which is a klisha malachto l'heter. Right? And Beishamai still hold over there, it's also. Because, we'll see in one second why. Right, the garmi nami. The haidi klani Eli lo diacha kocha de beisil. The reason it said Eli is to tell me the chiddush that beisil holds, that even that's mutter. No, that's only the Eli that's Osir, and the reason it said Eli is not to tell you the Chiddush of Beis Hillel, right, to tell you that that's the only case where they argue. But Enochinami, something, a Klisha Malachto Leheter, Beishamai holds that it's Mutter. Okay. Ika the Amrei, some learn just the opposite. Omer Abaya, lo nitzrucha el afilu tavra garmi. Chadati. Right, that the case where they argue is even with a board that normally is used for cutting bones, which is mutter anyantim. But if it's a new one, their Beis Shammai still says zasser. Why? What's it called? Mao de seima. Mimlach velo tovar Allah kamash malon. Right? And that's what's it called? I might think that you'll move it, and then you'll have harata, since you've never used it yet for cutting bones, you'll change your mind, you won't want to cut the bones on it. And then you move it for no purpose. So it's a tircha shalolet tzorech yantav. So maybe we make it so, if that's the case, we think that Beis Shammai said that it's asur, even something that's klisha malach tova heter, where it's a chance that you'll move it and then change your mind and end up working, making a tircha yantav that's not necessary. Right? Kamash malon, that Beis Shammai doesn't say that, and if it's a klisha malach tova heter, even if it's new, we're not afraid that you're going to change your mind after you move it and end up making tircha shalol letzorech yantav. So Mar says, Beis Shammai lo chayshim luche. Beis Shammai isn't choshesh for maybe changing your mind and moving something that's mutter, but having the extra tircha anyantif unnecessarily. But Tanya, Beis Shammai omrim, ein molichin tabach v'sakin etzel behema, v'lo behema etzel tabach v'sakin. Right? Anyantif, you can't bring a butcher and his knife to an animal. He's talking over here, Rashi says, where it's far away. Okay? Other Rishonim learn is talking where it's going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Rashi, it's a tircha, to bring the butcher and his knife to this animal because it's far away, or vice versa, because it's a tircha, and we're afraid that you'll change your mind and you won't end up shechting, and you'll be going through this tircha and yonta for no purpose. And Beisil says you're allowed to. We're not afraid of that. Similar case. You can't bring spices to the grinding place, nor the grinding thing to the spices for the same reason. Because you may end up going to all this tircha and then change your mind that you're not going to use it, and you'll have gone through the tircha for no purpose. Beisil says we're not afraid of that. So you see that Beis Shammai are afraid that you may go through an extra tircha, change your mind, and it'll be not with tzorech yantiv, even things that are mutter. So why are we saying that it's only the Eli, which is a klisha malach tova, the Isser is Osir, why isn't the Tavra Garma Osir? Because we're afraid that since it's a new one, you never chopped bones on it, you'll end up moving it, going through the tircha, and change your mind, not chopping the bones on it. When it comes to an animal, we're afraid you'll change your mind and say, well, why should I shech this skinny animal? I'll wait for a better one. And you won't make that cheshbon until you're ready to shech it, and then you'll change your mind. Right? I'll wait for a fatter one. Kedera nami asin luche, domer nishbekai kedera, the boy tavlin, umaisin achrisi. Same thing with bringing what's it called, the tavlin to the place where you're going to grind it. You may change your mind and say, why should I use this kedera, this dish, which needs spices? I'll get another one that has spices already. Why should I go through the bother? And you already would have gone through the bother to bring the grinder to the spices or the spices to the grinder. Right? Umaisin achrisi, the low boy tavlin. Right? Once you shechted the animal, what is going to happen? Well, you're going to change your mind, you're not going to cut it up? Of course you're going to cut it up. You may decide not to shecht it, but once you shechted it, there's no reason to change your mind about cutting it up. That's what it's omid for. Rashi. She'osu l'talt, lo disavid le'tzorech yontif. Once you already cut the meat, right, then you can't move it. It's klisha malach tova iser. You can't move it except letzorech gufo, and you don't need it legufo. Betavra garmi hamiuchedes lekatziv lebasar. This is a board that's used lechatchila not to grind wheat, but to cut meat, which is mutter on yomtiv. So it's a klisha malach tova heter. Mal the same. Who adin dafilu tavra garmi asri beis shammai. What's the chiddush? I might think that even a tavra garmi beis shammai says zaser. Even klisha malach tova heter is zaser. And why did the Mishnah say then the Kli Shem Lachtel Le'isur? To tell me the Koach of Beis Hillel, that even that's Mutter according to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, both are Asher. Dilma Basar de Tiltla Mamlich Lo Tovar, because maybe we're afraid, that was what I would think, that Beis Shammai holds, that once you moved it, in order to get it close to where you're going to cut the meat, you're going to change your mind and not cut the meat. We don't say that. That's the Chiddush. Velo Tovar, Vishtachet de Torach Bichdi, that you went through a bother for nothing on Yontif. Ika di Amri, some say just the opposite. Amr Abaya, ki osvine pshita elitznan, shoni Abaya gufei hochi. Some say that when they ask the kasha, it says Eli. Why would I think that even the klishim lach or the heter is osir, that Abaya himself answered, lo nitzrecho hadam rinan avol tavra garmi divrei akol mutter, elo le tavra garmi chadati. The Chiddush was, it's talking about a new board, and there's a Havah means to say that Beis Shammai should say it's Aser. Because since it's new, you may change your mind and not use it, and after you went through the bother. Shalom kosev alem me'ola. Dikla mechesh dechayis alom mimlech. You may change your mind and decide that you could use it for a bookcase and not for chopping meat on it, and you'll decide that you want to have rachmanis on this board to use it for other things. And you won't want to chop meat on it. So we're not afraid of that. So Mar says, Lo chai shalam luche, pit mir. I'll show you that Beis Shammai is afraid of that in other cases. So why are you telling me over here that Beis Shammai holds its mutter? Why shouldn't it be taka afraid of that? Uporach la bais chashan abai. Ein malich and tabach v'sakim, im hoyu rechokim mizemizef. They're far away from each other, and you have to go through a tircha to bring one close to the other. Dilma boser de triach mamlech. After you go through the bother, you're going to change your mind. Madoch buchna shadokim botavim meducha. Madoch is the mortar or the pestle that you use to grind the things in the mortar. I don't know which is which. The pestle, I think, is the grinder, and the other one is the receptacle. Nishba kaikdera min tavshel zeh shiatzorich tavim gombosu vitzol. I won't use a dish that needs spices. I'll use one that doesn't need spices or already has the spices. They have a kederi lo boy tavlin, can go and crew lefis that doesn't need to be spiced up. So he'll change his mind from making something that needs spices after he already schlepped the spices from far away. Michael Amemer, Garcina, Kamashmal, and Lo Garcina. So I might think that that's the case where you're afraid. But in the case where you already shechted the animal, and now you want to move the board to cut it, of course you're going to cut it. Why shouldn't you cut it up? Why should you change your mind? Okay, v'shami omrim el nosen esor, tana, v'shavin shemolchin la bosel etzli. In order to preserve it, you have to salt it. Salting it's like tanning the hide. So it doesn't get ruined, right? You preserve it. So you can't salt it openly, because that's tanning. It's a malach. That's also on Yantin. But you can do an haroma. You can take meat, right, and pour salt on the meat on top of the hide. So the salt will go on the hide and preserve it. But you can only pour salt on it litzli. Tosa says there's no halacha that you have to pour salt on something you're going to roast. You don't have to salt it. But the minig was to salt it because it tasted better like that. So they salted it, but they didn't salt it like you salt meat to kasher it. We have to put a tremendous amount of salt, cover it with salt. Here they just put a light amount of salt. So you're allowed to, pour salt, like on liver, before you kasher it, and put it on top of the hide, so the salt will go on the hide, since it's shaloka derech, it's kalachar yad, you're not doing it directly the normal way that you'd normally salt the hides to tan them. It's kalachar yad, mishum simchas yant if they were matir. That's only if you do it litzli. But if you do it likdera, that's not kalachia, then it's normal already. To put a tremendous amount of salt on the meat, and it falls on the hide, that's what's it called, that is asher. Tamar says, pshita litzli, and it says litzli. You're allowed to put meat that you're going to roast, and salt it as if you were going to salt it for roasting, and then the salt will fall on the hide, and it's okay. It says that's only case. Mashman, if you're doing it to salt, to cook, which needs a tremendous amount of salt, that's awesome. Marsha says, Hakamash Malan, Now, the chiddush is that I might think that shli, that you're going to put more salt on, ke'en kedera. I might think that since you're doing it with shli, even though you're putting a lot of salt on, should be mutter, kamash malon, that's also too. It doesn't make a difference what your intention of using the meat, roasting or cooking, if it needs the salt or not. The difference is, did you put a lot of salt on, it's also. A little bit of salt is mutter. Rashi. Shemolchin olav, v'afli shamelech moel ibud. Even though when you salt the liver or the meat that you're going to roast on the hide, it helps the hide. But again, since that's not the normal way of salting, it's only kalach riyad, mishum simchas yant if they were matir. Litzli, because we're afraid that if you wouldn't be able to do it, you wouldn't shecht, because you're going to lose the hide. Litzli, de'ein mochin osa yofa. You don't salt intensively meat that you're going to roast. And Tosa says you don't have to salt it at all. It's only that that's what they used to do. But not that you have to do it. Halachically. Ha'kamash malon. Tafil etzli ke'en kedera asa. Hai aval ekdera dekomer abaye etzli ke'en kedera komer. When Abaye said the chiddush, but if you're salting it to cook, which needs extensive salting, that's asa. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush? It says letzli. What are you telling me? So Abaye's chiddush was, even letzli ke'en kedera, you're going to use it for roasting, but you're salting it extensively is also asa. For some reason, he salts the thing he's going to roast the same way almost that he would salt regular meat for cooking. The lotema called shli, sorry. The bayis chiddush is, don't think just because you're doing it for the sake of roasting, that makes it mutter. The main thing is, how much salt are you putting on? If you're putting on an extensive amount of salt, that's awesome. Okay. You can't salt the fats. And this fat is the chalev, which is like, it's a hard thing. It's not something that melts easily. You have to melt it in fire. But the chalev is basically the coverings, what are the words of the things, what's it called, the linings that cover the organs, the inner organs. What? The membranes. Yeah, the thick membrane. So they're hard, and they're like leather. So you used to salt them to preserve them. Okay. So you can't salt that. That's ibud. You're basically tanning, working out these things like you'd work out leather. They ain't mahapchim bohem. You can't even move them. They're muktzah. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Amru, Sholtchon Beruach, Agabi Yesedos. But you don't want them to get farshilas. If you don't work them out, they get ruined. So what you're allowed to do is spread them out on top of pegs to let the air circulate around them so they won't get moldy. Amr of Masna, Halachak Rabbi Yeshua. Halachak Rabbi Yeshua. Yikadi Amri, Amr of Masna, Ein Halachak Rabbi Yeshua. Some say the Rabbi Masna is just the opposite. Halachak Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Why do I need what's it called, Rav Masna, to tell me the halacha is like Rav Yeshua? That makes sense, because Yochid v'Rabim normally passing like the Chachamim, and Rav Masna told me no, the halacha is like Rav Yeshua. That's the Yochid. El man di Omer ain't halacha, but according to the man di Omer who said that Rav Masna said the halacha is not like Rav Yeshua. What do I need Rav Masna to say that? We know, normal case, halacha is like the rabbin, not like the yachid. So why does Rav Masna have to mention it? It's clear, that's the rule. Yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabbin. Mal d'seima, mistaber taimed Rav Yeshua. No, even though Rav Yeshua is a yachid, but his reasoning makes more sense. Why? D'ilo sharis le'mim nevelo shachid. Because if you don't allow him to put it on the pegs, and to let the air circulate, it's going to get moldy, it's going to ruin the hide, and he won't shecht to begin with, because he knows he can't preserve the hide. He's not going to shecht an animal and lose the hide. So he'll end up not shechting on yontif, and be mavat or simchas yontif. Kamash malon, that what's it called, we don't say that, and the halach is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and we're not afraid that the guy's not going to shecht, because there's a chance, not for sure going to lose the hide, right? He'll have a simchas yontif, he'll eat the meat, and he'll take the chance, he'll take the risk with the hide. Rashi. Ein molchen eschalavim biyantiv kedei shlo yashrichu. Normally, you're moleach the chalavim that they don't get moldy. Right? It preserves them. Vafilu nishchito habehemu biyantiv. Even if you shechted the animal on yantiv, and you couldn't have done anything to preserve the hide there of yantiv, still can't do it on yantiv.